If you've ever found yourself spiraling down a late night rabbit hole of what am I meant to do and why haven't I found it yet? And let's be honest, who hasn't? Then you're in the right place. I'm Teresa White, career clarity expert and 5-time certified career coach, and I'm here to help you navigate the question of how to find a career that truly lights you up. On Career Clarity Unlocked, we're all about those light bulb moments. I'm talking to people who are still trying to figure out what they're meant to do, coaching them live to reach that magical, yes, this is it moment. And we'll also hear from those who've already found their dream careers and figure out exactly how they did it. Whether you're looking for inspiration or actionable advice on finding a career you love, I've got you covered. Time to unlock some career clarity. Let's dive in.
Yay! Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We are here live, and I'm so excited because we are turning the tables today on this episode where I am actually going to be interviewing Teresa herself instead of her interviewing someone. So this is really fun. Hey. For joining. Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. First of all, thank you for having me here. I am thrilled to be back on the podcast. And everybody, so we are doing a little change, Rue, like I said. So in case we don't know me, hello, I am Katie Momo. I am a longtime collaborator, friend, and someone whose life completely changed because of career coaching. So I am really excited to be here sharing, you know, giving back to the career coaching community. And, you know, I might be able to help speak to people who were in my phase where I was at. And that is all going to come from Teresa. I'm so excited that she's going to be here sharing her genius. She is a career clarity expert, and she is a 5-time certified career coach and the founder of Career Bloom. So she taps into her background as a corporate recruiter and helps women who want to make a career change find their ideal career in record time. She actually guarantees that you will find career clarity in 30 days, which is wild. Like, Teresa, how do you even do this? I mean, I know how you do it because you have such a really clear process, but we'll get into that. Okay. So she has helped hundreds of women transition and out of purposeless and unfulfilling jobs, which I have been there, and find meaningful, energizing, and inspiring work that aligns with who they are. So Teresa, welcome to your own show.
Thank you, Katie. Oh my God. I am so excited to have these tables turned and, unpack all of this.
Me too. So let's start off, like, just getting it right out of the gate. What is the thing that really makes or breaks your career? Like, the thing that people are missing, and this is unknowingly hurting their career, because they've probably done, speaking as someone who's been there, we've done all the normal things and we're like, why are we still here? Why are we still stuck and coming back to the same place? So tell us, please.
And honestly, so many people are in that role, in that position. And it's because we're never taught what it is. We think it might be our skills. Maybe we lack skills. Maybe we lack experience. Maybe our resume isn't the best. And all of those are important. But that really important ingredient is how you tell your story. Yes. And the biggest mistake people make is that they think, like, just having a strong resume or the right experience or the right skills will do the trick. But it doesn't. If you're not clear on who you are, what you bring to the table, what your value is, and how to communicate that effectively, you're going to miss out on lots of opportunities and finding a career you're going to really enjoy. And I see that most people have a personal brand that's either really weak or non-existent. And that was myself 10 years ago. I was never told how to communicate my story. But that is unknowingly holding many, many people back. And I'm so excited to be here today and share how we fix that and start landing those dream roles.
Yeah, because I mean, back when I was in my career transition phase and trying to find, you know, who I was in the world, what I was supposed to be doing, no one talked about personal branding. No one talked about sharing your story. It was totally like, oh, here's how you answer the questions. This is how you do a resume. So yeah, you totally nailed it on the head. So I'd love to know, like, what are the signs that somebody needs to work on their personal brand? Like, how is this showing up in their job search to make them go like, oh, this is what I'm missing here?
the way it showed up for me personally, and again, I'm going back 10 years ago when I was still in HR and recruiting and wasn't happy, tried to get out of it, but not knowing what I wanted to do, is I spent my lunch breaks scrolling LinkedIn, scrolling job boards, and anything that I found like, oh yeah, I could do that, I would submit an application, but send out many hundreds of applications, not landing any interviews. Or maybe you are getting interviews, but then not landing offers. And those two things usually happen, not because you don't have the experience or the skills, it's because you don't know how to communicate them.
That makes sense. Yeah, like you are, at least you're getting attention with your, you know, your resume, everything's checking the boxes. So it's really coming down to like that last minute offer piece where it's like, who can present themselves best? Yeah, totally makes sense.
It needs to resonate with the employer. And even if you aren't checking all the boxes, like if you are making a career change and you might not have done that exact role in the past, you might not check every single box. That doesn't mean you can't get the opportunity. You need, just need to communicate that you can do it and have transferable skills. And other signs that your personal brand needs some work is if you're not excited about your LinkedIn profile, you're looking at your LinkedIn profile and it's like, I don't know if I would hire this person just based on their profile. and another part is if you're kind of not sure how to tell your story, if it seems like very, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that, and you have a hard time connecting the dots to really show why you're the ideal candidate for the roles you're interviewing for. And the last piece is if your confidence is wavering. And that's maybe the most important part of personal branding. Personal branding and confidence, they go hand in hand. If you don't feel confident in your professional identity and you find yourself questioning if you're good enough, if you're capable of being in a new role, but capable of making a career change, that self-doubt often stems from a lack of clarity around your brand, around who you are as a professional.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense, especially when you are in that transition role, which I have done several times. Like I am that classic. I have had completely separate careers and made the transition successfully, but it, oh my gosh, you're so right. The confidence piece, you had to go in there and know how to, like you said, connect the dots. That is so important. And yeah, a lot of people that I see, now that you say it, who are struggling, that is the part that they're not able to see, like how all the things thread together. So thank you. That was so helpful. So what is that first step about effective personal branding that we can actually start doing?
So when we start thinking about what personal branding is, what do I want to be known for? Especially if we want to make a change, I don't want to be known for all the things that I've done in the past. I want to be known for what I want to be known for to land my ideal role.
Yeah, and
the only way I can craft a message is that I know what my ideal role looks like. So it comes down to career clarity. You need to know what you want, because without knowing what you're trying to communicate, your message is going to be scattered and confusing. And you first have to have that clarity so that messaging on your resume, on your LinkedIn, in conversation is consistent and targeted and you're attracting the right opportunities.
Okay, that's really smart. So in order to actually have your personal brand, ideally, you need that career clarity first, because otherwise you will be, you know, trying to craft a brand, but it's not going to be tailored to that particular position. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But personal branding really only works if you're speaking towards, if you know who you're speaking towards. It's the same in marketing, right?
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
don't know who your target audience is and you're just throwing out information about a product, or in this case, about yourself, and you're just being like, maybe this sticks, maybe that sticks, maybe that sticks, you're not effective. You're not effectively selling a product, or in this case, you're not effectively selling yourself.
So good. Yeah, I love this distinction, because I think it's easy to think like a personal brand is just about ourselves, but no, it's about aligning yourself to that position. So yeah, the clarity comes in and then branding. Okay, this is all making sense. I love it. Okay.
And I just worked as a client and it illustrates this so beautiful. She was actually going through over a year, she was job searching.
Okay.
And kind of in a situation where it was 10 years ago of like looking through job boards and be like, oh yeah, I think this is aligned with my past experience, so I'll apply to that. And yeah, maybe this one I can do apply to that. And over a year, she did not land a job offer. She had a couple of interviews, not a single job offer. She was so frustrated.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It is a long time. And so that's when she came to me. And within 20 minutes of talking to her and hearing the roles she's applying to, I could immediately tell the roles she's applying to weren't aligned with who she is. They were making sense. Because she's done operations in the past. Yeah. Going back into operations role makes sense. Mm-hmm, but I could tell in her energy that it wasn't exciting. It wasn't like what she would love to do. So then I started working with her and we did one coaching session where we really dove deep into the career clarity. And what we uncovered is that customer success piece is what lights her up. Like, it's like those were the moments where you like, she's like, oh, yes, I love my work. And then we completely changed her focus in her job search on customer success. And the first job she applied in this new direction, she got an incredible offer for. She's now working in that role for the last 2 months. And she's making more money than she expected. She's in a role she loves more than she expected. And she's happy.
And oh my God, I'm so excited. I feel like I'm going to cry for her. That is the dream. That's the dream that for everyone who's been searching for their dream career, this is it. This is what we want.
Right. And it wasn't that she was doing everything wrong for the year she was job searching. She was searching in the wrong direction. And that one pivot made all the difference.
So what would be your advice then for somebody who's transitioning into a new career or a new industry?
So when you're making a career change, then it becomes even more important to connect the dots. You do have to do that when you want to stay in the same lane as well, because you still have to you need to be clear about what you want to be known for. But when you're making a career change, that becomes even more important. And when you think about a recruiter doing their job, right, they have the job description they're hiring for, and then they have a pile of resumes. And they have to figure out which resume matches the job description I'm hiring for. And if you're making a career change, it's unlikely that this is an immediate like, oh yeah, this is a perfect fit. So the burden of creating that bridge for the employer, building that bridge, is really on the career changer, on the potential employee or on the candidate, of presenting the narrative, their story, in a way that the recruiter sees, yes, this is a match.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's like almost like, you know, you kind of do a little bit of the work for them in a way. Exactly. Where like they don't have to like do the work and be like, oh, have you done this? Have you done that? It's like you serve it up to them on a silver platter and you're like, yeah. Okay. Yes. Love it.
You present it on a silver platter. So for example, one of my clients, she went from when I started working with her, she was an operations manager. Not operations manager, different client. and through the work with me, she became a community engagement director. And she actually made a pay increase. And this is insane for someone making a career change. She went from an annual salary of $95,000 to
$145,000. What? That is an insane increase. Oh my gosh. Good for her. Like, high five her. I'm so happy for her.
I mean, so proud of her.
Incredible.
Yeah. And what she did differently is, well, first she gained clarity. She wanted to be in community engagement. But then a lot of times is how people tell their story is something like, in her case, it would have been like, well, I started my career as a corporate event planner. Then I became a communications manager. I moved into operations management at a nonprofit. And now I want to be a community engagement director.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might be a great person, but I don't know if I will hire her off of that introduction.
Yeah.
But when we tap into personal branding, once you're clear what role you want, so in her case, it was the community engagement director role, then you can be like, okay, that role that I'm targeting, what's the problem I'll be solving in that role? And in her case, it was like, okay, the problem that I want to be solving is to foster meaningful relationships between an organization and its community to enhance participation, collaboration, and support. Now, once you know where you have that career clarity, you know where you want to go, you know what problem you want to solve, now you can tell your story, your personal brand story, as a pattern of success in exactly that. So her personal brand story became a pattern of success in fostering meaningful relationships between an organization and its community to enhance participation, collaboration, and mutual support. And she tells the story of how she did exactly that in all these different roles that she had in the past.
I love that. Yeah, because then it's like she can replicate it again. If she did it all those other places, it's like, of course you can do it here. Like a no-brainer. You've done this a million times.
Exactly. And even though she didn't have the title of community engagement director, she did build meaningful relationship between organizations and community as an event planner. When she was in operation, she did that. She did that in all her past roles. And leaning into that piece is what made all the difference in her job search.
I love that. Yeah, that's incredible. And just look at that salary increase with a job that she loves. Like, wow.
I know, right?
So now that we've seen like how great this is, like how can somebody actually identify and communicate their own secret sauce, their own unique value?
Yeah. And that's a really important piece, because you don't just want to focus on the most obvious skills. So obviously, when we go back to the example that we just talked about, she wants to be known for having really strong relationship building skills. She wants to be known for being a great communicator with outreach expertise. She wants to be known for leadership and program development. But beyond that, what sets her apart from others? What is that secret sauce that really makes her who she is? And that comes back to really reflecting on your strengths, on what makes you come alive, what energizes you, what are your key accomplishments, what differentiates you from others? Others who do that, how do you do it differently?
Yeah.
And you want to then package that uniqueness as part of your personal brand and share that on LinkedIn or in an interview.
So it's like you're able to like wrap it up with a bow. You're like,
exactly,
all of these pieces together. It's like the more like traditional stuff, I guess you would say, the things that like, you're like, yeah, of course it has to be on a resume, or of course that's what they're looking for in a job, but then also pair it with the things that are unique to you, that like not everyone might be as excited about creating relationships like that, right? So it's like that is that special skill, that like X factor that you bring into it that kind of sets you apart and makes you uncompetable.
100% uncompetable. Yes, that was what she was in her case. And
clearly, when you look at that offer, you're like, okay, she's one. <exactly. laughs>
She didn't just go in there and say, I have a pattern of success in fostering meaningful relationships between organizations and its community. But then the bow that she wrapped around that was like, okay, what I do different than others, or what makes me unique, is one, my leadership skills. Because she had a really holistic approach to leadership. It wasn't just about leading a team, it was really nurturing those relationships.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then the second part was the strategic partnerships. And it wasn't just a transactional partnership, it was longevity and mutual benefits. And she really excelled in that, building community and crafting solutions that don't just benefit one person today, but really align with the entire vision and real with the real impact that they want to make. And then at the same time, she was extremely efficient. So she was so good at strategic thinking and having that higher level overview, and then applying that to understand like, okay, what are all the implications for each individual part, and how can we get them on board? And that's how she really tied that bow on top. Like, I'm just not just great at this, but this is how I do it in a very unique way.
Okay. Like listening to this, I'm like, she's only making 145K. Like, she's amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like those three points, just like poof, like really brought it together. And yeah, so amazing when you're able to like identify those things. My question now is how do you identify these kind of accomplishments for your personal brand story? Because I feel like for us, you know, it's just like as people, we live our lives and we sort of like don't always see what makes us special or unique or something. Cause it's just like us living our life and our lived experience.
Yeah. And that was her. When she came to me, she said, I'm just an operations manager. I have no accomplishment. I'm not special. I just do my job.
Okay. Yeah. Now I don't feel so bad that I felt that same way listening to her say that and seeing everything that she's done. So we probably all feel this.
And I would say over 90% of my clients come to me that way. Some more, some less, but like, I don't know. I don't have any really huge accomplishments. I didn't make $1 billion in this one action that I did for my last company. Like, no, I just do my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's such it. I just do my job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, especially, and I see it in women even more so, that we're not taught to recognize our accomplishment and really make ourselves shine. We just do our job.
Yes.
And we do it really well. And
we hope do it really well. It. Yeah. That is it.
So then the question becomes, how do we find our accomplishments in our story? Because as I said, this lady, when I worked with her, she told me she had no accomplishments. And the one place we can look is all the things we're justifying.
Okay.
So when we use the word just, that's when we minimize everything we've done.
Yes.
So imagine if you hear someone saying, I just created a training guide for new hires, or I just called the client back and they said, go ahead, or I just managed an acquisition. Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. You're downplaying everything that comes after the word just because you feel like it's just part of your job and you don't see how significant it is.
So true. Yeah, it's so easy to downplay it. And it's like, you know how much work went into that training guide. That's a lot of work. It's so exciting when a client says, go ahead. Like, wow, think of the money. Think of the impact that's going to make.
And if you remove that word just, it like changes so much. So instead of saying, well, I just created a training guide for new hires, you say, I created a training guide for new hires. Huge difference, right?
Huge difference. And so basically we have to phrase things like a man.
You got it. I had a client and she called this, we've got to Josh it. You know, Josh as the male name.
I love that. Oh my God.
You gotta Josh it.
Just be Josh. Channel your inner Josh.
Channel your inner Josh. Exactly. The energy is different. Ownership is different. And how people see it is different.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you really, if you're still questioning like, okay, is this now a valid accomplishment or not? The best question to ask yourself is, what would have happened if you didn't do that?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That just makes me think of like all the things I've done in my past careers that like, yeah, if you're like, oh, I just did this. Like, no, things would have fallen apart.
Exactly. And the one example I just gave my client who said, I just managed an acquisition. She actually managed a multi-billion dollar merger.
Oh my gosh.
And now we're laughing about it, but really, like, she is, as overachievers, we are so good at minimizing our accomplishment that even if we lead or if you're the project manager of a multi-billion dollar merger, we feel like no big deal, just doing our job. But the moment I asked her, so what would have happened if you didn't do that? If you didn't go above and beyond at every single step of the way? If you didn't go the extra mile and made all this happen, what would have happened if someone in your role would have just done the bare minimum of their job? What would have been the difference? And she's like, oh, I mean, the acquisition would have fallen through 100%. Nothing would have happened.
Yeah, they would have lost billions of dollars. Like, that's huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Huge. And the moment she realized that, her confidence really went from down here to way up in the sky. And she's like, oh my God, this is, my work is actually valuable. And it was beautiful to see how her self-worth increased through that realization of, yes, what I do is valuable. And now the next step is then to communicate it to employers.
I love that. I love that for her. Like, seriously. And if we just stop using just, that alone is going to make such a difference. Oh, this is such great. I'm just so happy that we're doing this podcast.
Yes.
So me too. Now that we know what our accomplishments are, how can we actually go about and communicate them? Like you were saying to the employers, like how do we take it to that next step?
And storytelling is so important. And I think, Katie, you coming from marketing background, yes, you probably can speak to that as well. It's when we tell someone just the benefits or the facts of like, I'm good at leadership, I'm good at building relationships, I'm good at A, B, and C. It's not very memorable. They're not going to go back and be like, oh yeah, I remember her. She's so good at leadership. No. And I think
especially when everyone's coming into those roles, they're all probably saying like, you know, the key words as well. They're saying leadership or like whatever. So yeah, it just sort of falls on deaf ears after a certain point.
Right. And what people remember are stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially you want to do this in your entire job search, from writing your LinkedIn profile, writing your resume, having just casual conversation, coffee chats, all the way to job interviews. You want to tell a story, and the stories that really resonate is when people can see in their head doing the thing. And a really great framework that I love using is the CAR framework. So CAR stands for Challenge, Action, Result. So C-A-R,
okay,
Challenge, great. Action, Result. Because, and I see this with a lot of clients too, a lot of people are really great at talking about the challenge and the actions they took,
yeah,
but they forget to tell us what the result was.
Oh, and that's what matters.
That's what matters. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, what's the end? We want the end of the story.
Yes, we want the end of the story.
How did you create the change? Like, yeah, what, you know, what happened after the merger? Like all of these things. Yeah.
Exactly. And don't tell, when you talk about yourself, don't say, well, in general, I am so good at leading my team. So every time there's a problem, we do have a brainstorming session and we do A, B, and C. That in general doesn't stick. So it's much better to pick one specific incident where you did this. Okay, last year we had a specific challenge with this client, and this is what the challenge was. And these were the specific actions I took. We brought the team together. We did have a strategy session, and then we did A, B, and C, and this were the results. Now they can picture you doing it, and they're like, can you please come and do the same for me?
Yeah, please. Like, can you start tomorrow?
Yes, exactly.
Are you free right now?
Yes.
And can you sign this offer letter?
Yeah. And that's what we want them to think even before an interview. That's what we want them to think when they read your resume or when you're just having a coffee chat. Mm-hmm. Because then, I mean, you're just sealing the deal in the interview.
My husband totally used the storytelling technique to win his dream job.
Wow.
And it was the question, like, a time that you went above and beyond. And he was working with a celebrity, and the celebrity had gone for dinner, and then they called him and they were like, oh my gosh, we left a teddy bear there. Can you bring us the teddy bear? And this teddy bear was like for charity. It was a celebrity going around like taking pictures with him and the teddy bear everywhere. So he was like, no, we need the teddy bear. So like the day was done, but he went to go bring the teddy bear to the celebrity, and the celebrity was like so, so thrilled. And like that clinched the deal. It was like, okay, this guy is going above and beyond.
And Katie, I can guarantee you that 3 years from now, I'm going to be remembering your story about the teddy bear, or your husband's story about the teddy bear.
Oh, it's, yeah.
So totally memorable.
And that's just like the main points, but like he went right into it, and like people totally remembered him for it. People would even be like, teddy bear.
Yes. You're the guy with the teddy bear story.
Yeah, exactly.
And you need that, because after all the interviews, the hiring team meets in a room and they discuss. And if all these candidates just blend together, then there's going to be your husband with the teddy bear story, it's like, man, you remember that the guy, one guy with the teddy bear? Oh yeah, he was great, right? Oh yeah, he said he also told this story. And do you remember his accomplishment? Now they're talking about you.
That's it, right? Yeah. So we've lived it. Like this works, I promise you.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And the biggest, most common questions I hear from clients when we talk about how we tell our accomplishments is that we ideally want to quantify them. And most people feel like my accomplishments aren't quantifiable. If you use the teddy bear story, if you're like, how do I quantify this? Well, what would have been the impact if you didn't do that? How many photo shoots would be missed? How many, it was for a charity. What could have been the potential revenue that was lost because of those photo shoots? So there's always a way to quantify things if you think them through. Obviously, some are easier if there's revenue or sales that you increased or money that you saved, easy. But then maybe there was just the budget for the project and you completed something within the budget. There's a number right there. I also love talking about how many people or teams were involved. You got 7 different teams on the same page. Wow.
That's a lot. Oh
my
God.
That's a lot. Right?
Yeah.
It's so much more impactful than saying like, oh, I got all these people on the same page. Of like, no, there were 7 teams who all had different agendas and they all got on the same page after my strategic session with them.
Yeah. I mean, if you can herd cats like that, you can handle anything.
Right. Or how many users used the end product that you worked on or the project? How many people benefited from the project? Was there any increase in efficiencies, any feedback, customer service scores? Did productivity increase? All of those can be quantifiable and make your accomplishments even better and stand out more.
Yeah, it gives it like meat on the bone, you know, when you've got some sort of like fact that you can like come down to and like drill down and be like, we saved this amount of time, or, you know, there's so many aspects that you can use, which I love that you covered so many of them that are not just the money time or the money related one.
Yeah. And if your husband, I don't know if you maybe even have done that, but he's like, I saved 19 photo shoots because I went above and beyond. And then it becomes like, oh my God, he didn't just save the teddy bear, but he saved these 19 photo shoots that were lined up. And you have the photographer booked. You have all of this booked probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Like how much money would we have lost if... So there are so many ways to bring in numbers that make your stories shine even more.
Oh, you're so good at this. So amazing. Where were you back in the day, Teresa? I had a good career coach, but like, oh my gosh, nothing like you. You were just next level.
Thank you.
So now that we know all of this, how can somebody effectively communicate their personal brand on their LinkedIn profile? Because I think that's where sort of like a lot of people mentally start with this, since like, a lot of us are, you know, who've been looking for jobs have looked on LinkedIn, and it feels like we need to actually have our profile, you know, looking spiffy before we go start applying for things.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that you asked that and we're making time for that question, because a lot of people that I talk to, they say, oh my God, I just wish I could tell people about who I am and what I can do, and don't just have to rely on a piece of paper or that online application or that resume. It's like, it feels so impersonal, right? Like,
totally. Yeah.
With my resume and I'm hoping they're going to hire me.
Yeah, like I'm so much more than this.
Right. Like, this is not all of me. Like, can I just talk to you? And to me, that's what a LinkedIn profile is. It's this blank canvas, right? When you first open a LinkedIn profile, it's a blank canvas.
Yeah.
And you get to bring that to life and you can tell your story and what you want to be known for.
I love that. It's like the extension of like the things that were missed in the resume, where it's like you can continue on.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's such a perfect, when you think about, okay, I want to craft a really strong personal brand statement. It's a great place to start with your LinkedIn profile, because it is, you can write anything you want in your about section, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And you can really tell who you are and what you want to be known for. And then everything else can follow from there. Once you've wrote that personal brand story once, you can talk about it in conversation. You can share it in an interview. You can put it on your resume and all of that. And the way really it walks through them, what we've talked about so far is career clarity. What is it? Where do I want to go? Without that, we can't even get started.
Yeah.
Makes so sense. Where do I want to go? And what's that problem that I want to solve? Okay. Now I know the problem I want to solve. And then from there, you'd be like, okay, what are that pattern of success? What were all the times in my past when I've done that?
It's a really good question. I love that.
And that's what I put on the about section is, this is what I want to be known for. I want to be known for the expert who solves, or a very accomplished professional who solves this problem. And here are all the times I've done this.
It's fantastic.
So again, what I shared in the beginning is, I'm not going to put on my LinkedIn profile that I had this beautiful example here written out here. I'm not going to put on my about section, well, I was a corporate event planner. I went to a corporate communications manager, to a partnership development lead. And now I want to be a communication engagement director. The old media about section be like, yeah, good luck finding that role.
Yeah, totally.
But going back to saying, I excel at fostering meaningful relationships between an organization and its community. And here are all these times I've done that successfully. It was in different roles, and I'm very authentic about it when I tell that story, and very truthfully, but it suddenly makes sense. It is, again, about presenting this on a silver platter to your prospective employers.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I love the way that you laid out how to do an about section, because it is overwhelming to crack open LinkedIn and have that blank page fear. I deal with people who are facing that all the time. And now you have like a good framework to use to go back and update your LinkedIn profile, as long as you first have career clarity.
Yeah, you gotta be really clear. If you don't know, I mean, right, going back to that, if you don't know where you want to go, it's going to be scattered.
Yeah. It's like no way to have getting in your car and being like, where am I going to go?
Right.
No, you got to know the destination. Yeah.
I use this example all the time. If you're planning a road trip and you want to drive from A to B, you have no clue where B is. How long is it going to take you to get there? Or maybe all your life. Maybe you're going to be driving around for the next 50 years because you don't even know where you're going.
Yeah, totally.
If you know where B is, you're going to map out your route. And then you're going to drive there and you're going to get there. And maybe there'll be a detour along the way, and that's okay. But you know you're going to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can always reroute, right? Exactly. Google Maps rerouting.
And then maybe once you reach B, you're like, oh my God, there's point C. Next, I want to go to C. And then you continue mapping out your route and going there. But again, you always need to know where you're going.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad that we cleared that up because, got to know the order in which to do things.
Absolutely. I want to share one brief example of how impactful it is to have a really solid about section.
Okay, cool.
Because this was last year. I worked with my client Bianca. She was actually in different entrepreneurial roles, and had on first glance, a very scattered career. Like, she did that, she did that, she opened this business, she did this. And she wanted to just have a normal 40-hour-a-week corporate role.
Okay.
And she had no clue how to package everything she's done and what role she should probably apply to, because she could do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And seriously, I worked with her one session. We got crystal clear about the role she wants to target. We figured out what she's so good at, what makes her come alive, and it was really that sales aspect. And
it
was so clear that she's meant to be an account manager. And we updated after that one session, we updated her LinkedIn profile together. Within 2 weeks, she had 3 recruiters reach out to her, and 1 turned into her now job.
What?
Not a single application sent in that job search.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess recruiters, what I've heard is recruiters are on LinkedIn all the time trying to find people, right? So if you if you put your banner out there and say like, hey, I do this thing, then that's like a magnet for them.
Exactly. I mean, obviously you also want to keyword optimize it, and there are some of that comes in too. So recruiters can actually find your profile.
Mm-hmm.
But then once they land on your profile, you want to be crystal clear what you want to do and why you're the best person to do it. And that's where you have recruiters reaching out to you.
And I guess you probably want to make sure that you do it right the first time, because you don't want to like burn a bridge either. If you don't have the right profile, like if you get it close, but not quite, it's like, you want to make sure that you get it. And then so that way you're speaking to the right people. So that way when they see it, they're like, oh yeah, her, I saw her before. Yes. Yeah. She was 100%. Maybe this is,
yes.
We'll keep her in mind, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes a huge difference. Even if you have a really good LinkedIn profile, and even if there isn't an open role, sometimes I see recruiters or hiring managers landing on my clients' profiles and they're like, man, this person is so good. I just need to talk to her and see if there's a way we can get her into our company.
Amazing. Yeah. I do know people who've had that happen where they're like, there's no open role, but like, we see the opportunity with you and we don't want to give you up. You know,
exactly. Like, yeah.
There's and only then, one of you.
Right. Like, no, I'm not going to let her go. She's mine.
Yeah, exactly. They created roles. Which is incredible.
It happens that they actually open roles for people.
Yeah. I love it. So is this a good time to talk about the mistakes? Because I feel like that's we know all so much stuff now, but it's probably really easy to get off track as well.
Totally. And we've talked about this today, but the biggest mistake I see people make, and it's the reason why people don't make a successful career change, they don't land jobs, they're sending out hundreds of applications without landing a job, it comes down because they don't know what they want. It is that lack of career clarity. And it is hard. That piece is difficult. But if you skip over the career clarity piece, and then you have to skip over the personal branding too, because you can't brand yourself without knowing who you're branding yourself for, and you go straight into applying online, it does not work. I know it from my own experience. Like, I've sent out hundreds of applications. I'm proof that it does not work.
Yeah. And you probably talked to people even in your recruiting career that have done the exact same thing.
Exactly.
And then all your clients. Yeah. You've seen people do it hundreds and hundreds of times now.
Yes. Yeah. And then the other piece that people are missing is that we tend to be very passive in our careers and let our career happen to us.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, a lot of clients I talk to, and again, myself included, this career just happened to us. Somehow after we studied this because it was interesting, or it makes sense, or my parents recommended it. And after college, I then somehow ended up doing an internship there, and then they hired me there. Or I sent out 100 applications. This one was the one that stuck and they hired me. But you're not in the driver's seat of like, okay, this is what I want for my career. This is where I'm driving this car. You're just kind of letting that happen to you.
I mean, I've heard so many people say, I just sort of fell into it.
Exactly. You know? I just sort of fell into it. And that is normal. That's the majority. But at some point in our career, if we fell into it and we aren't happy, satisfied, fulfilled, feel like we're really doing the work we're meant to do, then you really only have two options. One, you can continue doing what you've been doing and stay in the passenger seat and just let this happen to you and continue to feel unmotivated, unfulfilled, kind of knowing you're capable of more, but it's just what it is and nothing's going to change. Or the other option is you're going to get into the driver's seat and you're going to start with getting career clarity. You're going to get clear about what it is that you really want to do. Then you craft a personal brand, a really strong personal brand that positions you as the ideal candidate. And then you finally get into a role that is really aligned with who you are, where you get to tap into your full potential. You're excited to wake up on Monday morning and you feel meaningful, purposeful in the work you do. And you're valued for the things that you do best.
And that, I mean, as someone who's been in both cases, who just sort of bumped along and then said, like, I'm going to find what I want to do and like really, you know, get into the driver's seat, like you said, I can say option two is 1,000,000% worth it. Like, and it's doable for you. Anyone can with the right direction.
Exactly.
The right steps.
And the thing that really comes down is no one teaches us how to do option two.
No, absolutely not.
And it's hard. It's not easy, but it's doable.
That's the thing, is like, it kind of goes against what a lot of everything that we feel we should do and everything that we've been taught. Like you said, no one has taught us. So yeah, it's not, it doesn't feel normal, but it is right.
Yeah.
So why do most people struggle with gaining career clarity and personal branding?
Again, it's hard. It's really hard to do. I had a coach once say, is that internal work? Don't break yourself, because it's really like, it is so hard work to do. And it's not as like clear cut. And then we're so close to ourselves that we usually just don't see what makes us unique and valuable. It's so hard to see it in ourselves, because this is just who we are. So it's really, it's normal. It's really normal that most people are blind to their own abilities. And maybe it's because it's part of what they do or who they are. And digging that out of yourself is super hard.
So difficult.
Yeah. It is so hard. It's like really like you have to kind of dig for it. And if it's much easier to dig in someone else than in yourself.
Oh, 100%. As someone who digs other people all the time, like I can do it for them. I can't do it for myself.
Right.
Incredible for other people. I can't do it for me. No, I can't.
Yeah. And that's normal, because we're so, and then the other piece is also when we are in a role that maybe isn't aligned with what we want to do, for us, that job that we are in is so tied into with who we are and the skills and our accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard for us to really step away. Like we would almost have to step outside of ourselves to see ourselves objectively, what the value is that we bring and how all the skills we have can be applied in so many different ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so intertwined that it's really hard to untangle it all and go like, oh, okay, this is separate from that. Yeah,
exactly. Totally. And then also there's a million things. I mean, you could do, and I say that not saying something negative about any other career coach, but what I've had and I see so many times is people spend like, oh, I find my values. I find my motivations. I find all my skills. I find my strengths. Mm-hmm. And now I know all these beautiful things about myself. And I still don't know what career that
is. Now what?
Yeah, now what?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many clients come to me who've worked with past career coaches where they did a good amount of exploration, but that so what is still not answered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my process is so different. I'm very efficient. I'm not spending months, weeks talking about what all your values and motivations are, because that doesn't get us into in the next role. We're going to uncover what we really need to uncover, what makes you come alive, what are your skills, strengths, very streamlined. And then we need to translate into what does this actually look like now in a job?
Totally.
And I see that's where so many people struggle with that translation. And so there's the two big pieces that are really difficult. One, first, that digging deep and figuring out all these pieces, and then translating into what actually does that look like. And if this is something you're struggling with, an outside perspective is so, so needed. It's really invaluable.
So helpful. Oh, yeah. As someone who's been there, I can say it. Yeah. We're too close to ourselves. You need that fresh set of eyes, especially people with eyes who are experienced are looking for these things.
Exactly. So if you work with a career coach who is really skilled in figuring quickly out what is it that you do so well, what makes you come alive, how do we position you for that? How does this translate into careers? It makes a huge difference. Yeah.
And is there any way that, what would be the next step from here then? Like what, now that we know it would be great to have that outside perspective, what would be their next step?
So I do offer a 30-minute free career clarity call.
Okay.
So we're getting together on a call for 30 minutes and we're discovering what's really important to you in your career. So what are the skills, values, lifestyle, what makes you come alive? And then we're going to look at, okay, what are the roadblocks and the blind spots that keep you stuck where you're at right now? And then we're going to talk about what are your best next steps to take? And also, how can you lean into gain your confidence and ease all those fears that can be come with them when you think about stepping into a new and fulfilling career? And again, that's amazing. It's free. Yeah. I do offer a free 30-minute call.
And like, I know that I work with people all the time. They're totally stuck with their own roadblocks, and it's the blind spots because we can't see them. We don't know what's getting in our way. So having someone else, like having that sounding board where someone can be like, oh, this, that, and the other thing, and boosting your confidence, like as someone who has changed careers multiple times, confidence is, it's so underrated. I'm really glad that you brought it up. So Teresa, are you going to have the link somewhere here? Like that people can, okay, great. Because yes, this would be so helpful for so many people. This has been so amazing. I have learned so much, even just like reflecting back over my own career. I just like seeing your process and understanding like how it all comes together. This has been so helpful for me. And I know that it's going to be so practical and doable for other people as well. So thank you for sharing all of this. I feel like this is a masterclass in a podcast. It was incredible.
Thank you, Katie, for all the amazing questions.
This has been just such a pleasure. So I guess that's a wrap. Thank you so much for our conversation today. I really hope that you got the clarity on the X factor that can help you stand out and make all the difference in your career change. So remember, gaining career clarity and building a strong personal brand are really key to unlocking those next level opportunities. So if you're ready to take charge of your career and get some guidance on how to make it happen, book that beautiful free consultation with Teresa, and she will help you fast track your career clarity, and help you land that dream role. So thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I hope that I will be listening next time and you will be listening next time too.
Thank you again, Katie. This was amazing to have you here and interview me and turn the tables today.
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me. I love talking to you. And oh my gosh, I'm just like, I am so full. My heart is so full. I've learned so much.
Oh, thank you, Katie. That means the world. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Career Clarity Unlocked. If you're feeling stuck in that what's next spiral and are ready to finally break free, let's chat. You can book your free career clarity call where we'll uncover what's really important to you, tackle any obstacles holding you back, and map out your best next step. Schedule your free 30-minute call today on careerbloomcoaching.com. And before you head out, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you never miss an episode. If today's conversation gave you new insights and inspiration, please leave a review. It really helps us reach more amazing listeners like you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend or on social media. Your support truly means the world. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll see you next time.